desperately working with, and I was helping you to prevent a Texas investigation.
That is correct.
We went through the torches of the dam to prevent the dam thing. We finally got tired of the
Who could be telling them that?
I don't know. There is a reference to that to Captain Beck having come over to talk to me. That's the only reference to me
Don't you want to talk to Captain Beck about that pretty quick?
Well, I will.
I sure would, and I'd tell him something else.
I don't want him to know I've seen this, so.
No, but I would just say that you hear from Surf or some of them the stories. That you and Bob, that he came over to talk to you, and to some rumor that we didn't want a national commission, that you came in and urged it, and we urged it. We went to the top to get the Chief Justice to do it, and we even asked the Attorney General to name people he wanted. He recommended people like Allen Dulles and John McCloy. And it is also an implication that Bobby didn't want us to take the oath when the implication to me was he thought it better to take it there. And that he would have somebody call me and give me the oath.
Yep.
And he did. And what did Bobby tell him when he told him to call and give me the oath? Find out what the facts were. He usually remembered.
Yep.
They tell me an interesting story last night, though. This order came out of the FBI. You saw where Bobby wrote this order that they tried to fuzz up things with. And Rosenthal from the State Department came over with a man that used to be Bobby's man and Nick's man, and Ramsey took off of these things. They rifled the files and found the order, called up Harwood and released the order to Harwood of the Post. Then they demanded a press conference, the press did, asked the justice to add an order, and they said, we don't discuss orders, we don't give them in 62 or 63 or 65 or any of them. And so little Harwood of the Post, who had just talked to Rosenthal, waved it, and Rosenthal the press officer's face and said, here it is. Now confirm it or don't confirm it. But they're not only tapping wires, they're rifling their goddamn files. It's worse than piercing on God. And Ramsey's standing there letting them do it.
Well, I expect they took copies of everything with them. That would be my guess. Bill tells me that Schlesinger is telling press and everybody that the White House has a copy of this thing, of this text, you know.
Of this what?
The text of the article.
Yeah. You mean of the book?
Well, he's just saying that we have a copy of the galley of the articles in the film.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of the Look articles.
Yeah.
Yeah, of the book, yeah. Well?
I think it's very important that you have seen damn thing. And Bill saw it and he found it so disgusting that he just wrote him a letter, wrote Goodwin the letter that he wrote him.
All right.
Is that all right, Bill? Jack? Hmm? Swear to God. Because we all swear. And because I don't think you ought to see the damn thing. Did you send that letter to Mr. Kennedy?
Yes. I wouldn't admit it there, though, where you are now. I just wouldn't say anything like
I have
it.
I've already mentioned it.
Well, now we got to...
You don't give up necessarily.
Yeah, I know, but you read me, don't you?
I read you, yes.
Please, thank you.
So, would you mind having a call made to Juanita to tell her to turn that stuff over to Fairfoot Sanders?
Yes, I'll be glad to. What? How do I say that stuff?
Well, the material that she furnished Bill, together with absolutely everything that relates to it.
All right. Now, one thing though, she is very insistent on, and I guess with some merit, is that most of the stuff we get, we find out our own folks photostat it and take it out and keep it. And the Goodwins have run off with the Goodale, and Bundy, I don't know how much he's taken out. And each one of them are taking it out for their own memoirs and their own books and their own things. And I just say this to you, only you, and not wanting you to repeat it to a human being. We see a good many evidences of some of this stuff being used, the men we're trying to defend ourselves from now.
Yes.
And we don't think anybody really consciously does anything wrong, but my problems are unconsciously. And there may be some of them that curry favor with them as being fearless and truthful and so on and so forth. And we have the Art Buchwalds and the Charlie Bartletts and the George Stevenses and all of that group that are surrounding in Kay Graham's now, and they're moving in on our movie people. And in a very big way, and everything they know ultimately becomes known, because they tell them, as I said to the president, I would do so and so, and I recommended this, and I did this, and that just gets back to us in dozens of cases. And for that reason, I'm dodging it. Even more so in the other instance. So we just dodge so that we don't know. If you look at the Reston story yesterday morning, for instance, that's perfect samples of it, but it just comes out all over the lot about things that I didn't even know about. But the imagining, like Ambassador Saigon, stuff like that, I just never, it's just like you're wanting to be county attorney of Blanco County. I just never heard of it. And so she and the rest of them, practically everybody on the staff, have grave doubts about our turning this over to anybody except someone like you or someone that's not copying it all and then leaking it to somebody. For instance, when they send that to Bill, then that becomes known to Schlesinger immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that she could be told that materials be made available to Barefoot, and Barefoot ought to work right there.
Well, if we can, and He's a Harvard boy, and he has done a good deal of briefing. I believe that Bobby is having his governors jump home in. He's having his mayors, and he's having his Negroes, and he's having his Catholics. And he's having them just systematically, one after the other, each day. And I think this book, he got rid of the Evans book last month, and he's got this book. And I believe that each one of these things are timed. He got rid of Schlesinger, and he got rid of Sorensen, and he's moved. He told somebody that he had 10 books coming out in a period of 10 months, and be 10 good ones and 10 bad ones. 10 good ones on Kennedy and 10 bad ones on Johnson. And I don't know whether that's true or not. I haven't counted, but 6 or 8 of them, but he has had Schlesinger and Sorensen and Evans and different ones. I think then that's all we can do. Do we have any files or notes that really confirm or deny this stuff effectively?
We're on some points. The files are pretty good, for example, the logs and the airplane logs, as you'll remember, show two telephone conversations from Dallas or the plane between you and the attorney general, and so on. Then we have...
Now, two with the Kennedy, or one with Kennedy and one with Katzenbach? I thought I had two with Kennedy and one with Katzenbach. But the book said that I had one with Kennedy and one with Katzenbach.
I don't know whether the, I think though that Katzenbach came on in the course of a call from Kennedy to you. That's my recollection.
I would sure make them brad that down with the White House. I think we ought to have some good lawyer too that's interviewing our Secret Service people. This boy that's with us now, Clint Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Clint, yeah, I guess that's his name.
Yeah, well, that's what we intend to do, but we think the way that
yeah.
it best is to do the analysis first. Now, the Walter Jenkins notes would probably be extremely valuable as to what went on in the origination of calls from Washington, for example. The logs that we have here show that you were talking with Walter and with George Bundy when the Attorney General came on. And that was the time that Katzenbach dictated the oath to Murray Finkel.
Well,
I said whether there'd be anything in Walter's notes that would show that.
Could you ask him?
Mildred's got all those notes.
She does have.
Yeah.
Well, I will get her when she gets back. She's going to be here though. The first, I guess we ought to get her to locate them, huh?
Yeah. You ought to locate them. And I don't know what she's going to do or not. But she can't get located.
All right. Okay. I guess what we ought to do is get them and get her to type them up. Send them to Barefoot.
Fine.
All right, now you want to give some thought to ask Bill to evaluate Larry Levinson and ask Joe if he could spare him any on this?
Sure.
All right.
To work with Barefoot?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll see if he believes he's that trustworthy. Do you think of anything else?
That's it.
What is your feeling? Your feeling still the same about the legitimacy of the lawsuit?
Well, having read the manuscript, my own